Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today I have a super fun and interesting episode for you guys. A lot of you have been requesting another fun and crazy story time from my past, my deep, dark past that I have, and I shouldn't have a deep, dark past at the age of 18, but I have a deep, dark past. A lot of my scariest stories, not my scariest stories, a lot of my, like, most fucked up stories from my life happened between the ages of, not the age, it's so hard to say ages. I like refer to everything in history, in my own personal history, as in like grade levels. I can't remember like how old I was when I did something, but like I can remember what grade I was in, and then I can like figure out how old I was. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but that's kind of how I like look back on things. I look at like what grade I was in. So basically what I'm trying to get at is most of the like funny messed up stories that I have from my past happened between grade 7 and like sophomore year. So today I have another crazy wild high schooler teenage party story running from the cops type of situation to share with you guys today. This took place my sophomore year of high school, and I think my sophomore year was the year that every single party, or like every other party I went to for that entire year, had some sort of cop involvement. Like, parties were just getting busted left and right, even like small gatherings. Like, it wouldn't even be like a big thing or anything, but like the cops would show up to like everything. And it honestly just kind of made, I don't know, it probably was good because it definitely made me and my friends kind of like tone it down and like be a little bit more smart with our decisions and stuff. But it honestly kind of like ruined a lot of the fun because everybody was so scared to throw parties. I was even scared to like have my friends over in fear that like somebody that wasn't invited was gonna like call the police, because that was like a common thing too. Like, if somebody wasn't invited to a party, or this is all rumors, but there was like so many rumors that people that were pissed off that they didn't get invited to certain things would call the cops and say there's underage drinking, there's whatever going on at this house, and then the cops would come and bust everyone. So that whole thing kind of sucks, but also it doesn't really suck that bad because I didn't get in too much trouble. I've already told you the one story where I like really got in trouble and like actually got caught by the cops and got an underage at the age of 15 years old, which is crazy. Don't do that. Do not follow my life, like the way that my life played out. Like, don't do it. But all my run-ins with the cops and funny party story times and stuff like that isn't that bad because it's given me so many stories to add to the vault. I have so many things that I still want to share with you guys and talk to you about. Nothing like super crazy, but I feel just like pretty standard, you know, running from the cops story times. Like, I have a few. So today I'm going to share another one with you. I want to first of all preface this by saying I do not condone you guys doing anything mentioned in this episode. This is all alleged. This is all a made up story. Wink, wink. I'm not trying to encourage underage drinking, underage drugs. I'm not trying to like encourage throwing parties when your parents aren't home. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that this is a good idea. The way that the story ends shows that this is not a good idea. So with that being said, let's dive into the story of September 1st when me and my friends decided to hit a little party. It wasn't even a party. Hit something. And the night ended with us running a mile through the woods barefoot. I want to quickly pull up some receipts just to get a timeline because I have no idea what the timeline of the night was. I really don't have many receipts, but I do have like a few like Snapchat memories saved just like from the night unfolding that will kind of help me, I think, tell the story in a little bit more detail. Oh, wow. Okay, so the timing in my head was definitely different than the timing that is actually documented. I did not realize it was this late, but it was very, actually, I don't even know. Okay, I'm so confused. But basically, the night started off. It was me and my little girl group. It was me and my little like close-knit group of friends at the time. We were all at my friend's house celebrating my other friend's birthday. It was just us. I think there was five of us. Wait, there was six of us at this house, and it was literally just us girls, right? Like I said, the whole basement, like we decorated it with some streamers. We had like party hats. We were just like chilling together in the basement this night. Like, we just decided to do something small, like, you know, just have like a little girls' night. We were there for a decent amount of time. We were there until after midnight, because I think at midnight is when it changed from not my friend's birthday to my friend's birthday. So we wanted to like be able to like, you know, play fucking birthday bitch at midnight and just like really get the vibes up at midnight. So we were there until after midnight, and it was super smooth night, you know, we were just having fun. And all of a sudden, a little bit after midnight, we received a call saying that one of our, I'm not even gonna say he was like our friend at the time, now I can say like we're friends with him, or like at a point we were friends with him, but at this point we were more like mutuals. I was better friends with them than these other girls were, just because he was in my grade. I've talked about this a couple times. A lot of the friends that I had in high school were older than me. So this group of girls was primarily older than me. There was two of the girls in the group out of the six of us that were, it was like half and half, I guess. Three of us were sophomores at the time. Three of them were juniors at the time. So the kid that was having people over and that said he was having a party was in my grade, and I knew that a bunch of my friends in my grade were going to be there. And at this time, I really wasn't super, super close with any of these girls or even the guys. Like, I was slowly starting to kind of become better friends with them. But in the beginning of high school, I really was just friends with people that were older than me. And then as high school kind of went on, I started, you know, hanging out with the people in my grade. But I think a big part of the reason why I didn't really hang out with the people in my grade is because they weren't very much fun. And I don't want to equate like partying and drinking to having fun, because you shouldn't be drinking when you're 15 years old. I was fucked up. I'm sorry. But up until this point, the people in my grade really hadn't started, you know, partying or doing anything of that sort. So I just, you know, I chose to hang out with my other friends on the weekends because we were going to like fun parties and, you know, getting busted by the cops and getting felonies at the grand age of 15 years old. See, my logic now, thinking back on it, stupid, should have hung out with the other group because I wouldn't have a record, but shit happens, right? Shit happens. So somebody calls us, says that this kid is having people over, and it's all people in my grade that I'm friends with, but not like super, super good friends with at this point. And I kind of was like it's already past midnight, like that doesn't really seem like it's gonna be like super fun. But also at this point, I hadn't really seen these people party at all or like drink or like really do any of that much. So I was like, you know what, guys, this actually could be kind of fun. And I think it would be really fun to like hang out with all of them and kind of like, I can like merge my like two groups of friends, one that's like very innocent and one that's like not as innocent. So we decided that we would try it out and go for a little while. We called this kid, or somebody texted this kid that we knew was also going, and asked for a ride, like asked him if he could pick us all up. And he said, yeah. So we kind of like quickly scurried to like grab our stuff and like get out the door. He was like literally on his way. So like we didn't have much time. For some reason, I left barefoot. I left with no shoes. I think somebody else left with no shoes. Some people had shoes, some people didn't. It was just like a mix. I don't know. We were wearing like bummy ass outfits. I'm pretty sure I had like a sweatpant, or I had like sweatpants and a sweatshirt on, or like maybe leggings. But it was supposed to be a girls' night, right? And like, I don't know where my shoes were at, but it was just kind of like a mess. It was already past midnight. We did not have our shit together at all. We get in this kid's car. It's like a 10-15 minute drive to the kid's house that's hosting. So we get to this kid's house. We end up having like a really good time for a solid 45 minutes, maybe like an hour. I really don't know exact time frame, but we kind of were just like talking to them. It wasn't like a big party, like I said. It was basically their friend group and then us six girls that came along as well. Like, it wasn't a big party by any means. There was probably 15 people max in the house, which might seem like a lot, but I've always had really big friend groups. So like when I just have like my group of girls over, now it's literally like 10 girls in my basement. It feels like a whole party, but it's just like us. So it's weird. It's like a weird perception thing. If 15 people is a lot for you, I don't know. It's not a lot for me. We're all primarily hanging out in the kitchen. There's a few people in the basement, but everybody's pretty much in the kitchen. They're like smoking a bong. The boys are like smoking a bong at the kitchen table, which is crazy. Somebody else like grabbed a bottle out of the cabinet. People are like downing shot. I'm honestly, I don't even think I drank anything there. I might've had like one seltzer, but I really didn't drink much this night at all. And I didn't really drink a ton sophomore year anyways. Like, I wasn't like blacking out sophomore year. I was usually just like drinking a little tiny bit just to like, I don't know, you fucking, you're fucking 16. I don't know. You know what I mean? One of the girls that I came with decided that she wanted to go with these two other girls that were there and go get some more, I don't want to say it, like get some more materials for the night. They wanted to get more drinks. One of the girls had drinks at their house, so they wanted to go over there and get drinks and bring them back. So they left, they did that. So everybody's just kind of mingling, talking, telling jokes. And I had never been at this kid's house before. So one thing about me is whenever I'm in somebody's house, I like to explore it. Not in like a creepy sense or like a weird sense. I'm not like going through their dresser drawers and like looking under their parents' bed and shit. Like I'm not being creepy about it. But if there's a party happening and people are kind of all over the house, I'll give myself a fucking tour. You know what I mean? Like not on some weird shit, but I'm a nosy bitch. So whenever I went to parties like all throughout high school and we were like in these like nice houses that like belonged to like people's parents, I was like, don't mind if I do. Like, let me take a look around. Let me find your dog. Let me find your cat. Like, let me just make myself at home. I was never like disrespectful or like destructive or like going into rooms that weren't open type shit. But like, I just wanted to see like the general area, like the living room, the kitchen, the basement, whatever was available. I don't know why I did that, but I went on a little tour of his house and there were some people downstairs that I hung out with for a little bit, talked to. And then I was walking back upstairs. And as I was walking back upstairs, the staircase from the basement to the main floor was right by the front door. It was like literally right next to it. I'm walking up the stairs. I get to like the middle stair, right, to go all the way up. And I hear a knock on the door. I quickly realized that I was not hallucinating because it is very clear that everybody has heard this knock and nobody's acknowledging it, but the music went silent. Everybody else stopped talking. It was just like still slow motion for like 5 seconds. I make eye contact with my friend that's standing on the stairs with me. Our eyes get big as hell. Like, we know damn well who's at the door. Nobody like pulling up to a party is like knocking or ringing the doorbell to like get into a party like that. You know what I mean? So we're just standing there for another probably 5 seconds, just staring at each other. And all of a sudden, I hear the door open. The door open. Someone opened the damn door. I'm not gonna say who opened the door, but y'all know who opened the door. Like, y'all know the person that opened the door. Which, if you guys know anything about throwing underage parties 101, it's so bad. I'm giving like terrible advice, but this is good advice. If you're gonna do it, might as well try to not get caught. If a cop is at your front door, they can't just come in without a warrant unless you open the door and willingly let them in. But if you don't open the door and we all decide to hide, yeah, it might take a few hours for them to go away or they might just like wait it out. But like, they can't just come inside. They can't just like come inside and search the house unless there's like a probable cause. You know what I mean? And in this case, we found out later the cops came because the neighbors called in like a noise complaint. So there was no like illegalness happening that the cops thought was happening. It was just like, hey, be quiet. So definitely not smart that we opened the door. You're just like not supposed to do that. But also like, you know, it happens. It happens. So as I start to hear the door, like literally the first crack of a millisecond of that door, like handle turning and the door opening, I'm still making eye contact with my friend that's also on the stairs with me. And I'm like, go. So we run back downstairs all the way, because if we ran upstairs, we'd be seen or whatever. So we run downstairs. And since I searched the whole fucking place a little bit earlier, I knew that there wasn't an escape route in this basement. There was no, at least that I found, there was no back door that like led to the garage. There probably is. I feel like most houses with a basement usually have to have that. I don't actually know like the building qualifications of houses, but there was no door. There was no way to get out except for a bedroom window. So I'm with my girlfriend and I immediately sprint over to the bedroom, which happened to be like the guy's house that we were at. It's like little brother's room, which I'm sorry I broke your fucking window, by the way. I still should probably say something about that. It actually technically wasn't me, but it also technically was me. Anyways, we all run to this bedroom. And by we all, I mean me and my girlfriend that I was like standing next to and like ran down the stairs with. And then there was like a few other girls in the basement. There was some guys. It was just like a small group, probably like 6 people, 7 people maybe. I'm like up on this kid's bed. I'm like pushing. He had like a bunch of trophies and medals on his windowsill. I like pushed them out of the way. I didn't break any of the trophies, I don't think, but I like pushed them to the side. I'm like sitting there and I'm trying to like open the window. And it was like a sliding window. It wasn't like a crank window or one that goes up. It was like a sliding window that like goes sideways, and it would not open. I was like, okay, it's gotta be locked or something. So I'm looking around for the lock and whatever, and I see there's a lock. So then I unlock it and I go, and it's still just like not budging. And I'm like, guys, what do we do? Like, this window isn't opening and there's like literally nowhere else to go. And let me mind you, the cops are still like talking at the front door, but they're about to come in real quick, because as soon as you open that door and you can like see what's going on in the kitchen and stuff, like I think that's probable cause to just come in and like search the whole house. So we did not have much time, and this was probably like 30 seconds at this point from the time I noticed on the stairs and we decided to run and the window not being able to open. So I'm up there, I'm trying to open the window. I have some, this other guy comes up and he's like kicking in the window, like trying to get it open. It eventually like opens up and slides open, and we all just book it out of this window, right? I feel bad that we broke that kid's window, but I also saved like 10 bodies. Like, I got us all out of there, and I'm gonna take the credit, because guess what I started doing the second we got outside, the second we escaped the house? I'm pulling up Snap Map, I'm pulling up Google Maps, I'm looking for like the nearest escape route, I'm looking where we can go to like stay off the main streets and like get somewhere safe. And I decide like we have to run through this yard and then this yard to get over on that side of like the street or whatever. And what I failed to mention to you guys up until this point, and the reason I failed to mention it is because up until this point in the night, I had failed to realize that this was the situation that was happening around the house. This neighborhood, you guys, where this kid's house was very new. It still is a very new neighborhood. All of the houses around this kid's house do not exist yet. They are being built. We are talking construction zone. If you guys know what a housing construction area looks like, it looks like a lot of dirt, it looks like a lot of piles of mud and concrete bricks and 6 feet holes in the ground and a bunch of like piping and shit. It was a damn obstacle course, you guys. You know when they're building a house, they start with like the basement, if they're building a basement, and it's just like a big hole in the ground with a bunch of concrete in it, and then they build the house on top of that? That's literally what was next to us, like a big hole in the ground filled with concrete. Next to that was like these 6 feet holes. I don't know what they were for. They looked like graves. Like, we were literally tripping and falling into our own graves this night. It was crazy. Keep in mind, I didn't bring shoes. For some reason, I was barefoot. So I'm running through all of this barefooted as fuck. I'm like, okay, guys, we just have to make a run for it. I sprint back like behind the house and I'm dodging these potholes. I'm climbing over dirt hills. I'm like trying to hide from like the main street where like the cop cars were on, and everybody's just falling behind me. One of my girlfriends that was like, now she's like one of my best friends, but at the time we weren't as close. She starts like bawling. One of my friends that I came with was like super hammered. So I'm trying to like get her to like follow me, and she's wearing literal like boxers and a tank top and no shoes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm head down, I'm looking at my phone, I'm on Snap Map, and I'm like, all right, guys, the smartest thing for us to do here is to keep running straight back and get to this road over here to be able to be picked up by somebody. Like, I can call my brother, or somebody, like, can one of your guys' like siblings come, or we'll call somebody. Like, we just have to get out of here and then we can figure it out. Unfortunately, we were faced with another obstacle here. To get to that road or that neighborhood that I was trying to get us to be able to get picked up, there was an entire forest in between. I don't know how big of a forest. It felt massive. It felt like I was in Hunger Games at the time. It was just like obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. I was like, guys, we need to get through this forest and then we can get picked up. So one of my friends still crying. I'm like sprinting. I'm like leading the way. I'm like, we're running across streets, like hiding in ditches, like in this big group of people, thinking that the cops are just like out with flashlights looking for us, which at the time it was just like a hypothetical. But now, like knowing what we know now, there literally was cops looking with flashlights in the backyard because they saw all of us run, but they didn't find any of us. Well, actually they did find some people, but I'll get to that in a little bit. But we are just running through this forest. We're jumping over logs, we're dodging trees. This is not like it wasn't, it was just trees. It was just trees and bushes, and we're barefoot. There's like sticks going into my fucking foot. Like, it was painful. It wasn't cute. I actually have a video of us in the forest, and I was like, guys, I'm just gonna document this. I would play it, but there's a lot of people in the video, and I don't know if everybody would be okay with me showing it, so I'm just not going to. Maybe if I get their permission, I'll post it on the Things Could Be Worse Pod Instagram account or something later on. But it was just so funny. Like, my adrenaline was so high. I'm literally sprinting through the woods with like no shoes on. It was just fucking hilarious. We eventually almost make it out of this wooded area, and one of my friends starts freaking out. The one that's a little bit probably too hammered, wearing boxers. She starts freaking out, and she's like looking all around, and she's like, guys, put your flashlights on. And we're like, what? And she goes, my phone is gone. Bitch, what the fuck do you mean your phone is gone? We just ran through like half a mile of woods. What do you mean your phone is gone? So we're all freaking out. Like, we need to find her phone. Like, she just dropped her phone in these woods somewhere. And so we all start looking. We like retrace our steps. We start walking back with our flashlights. And thank God her phone wasn't that far away from when she noticed that she dropped it. It was probably like 30 yards back. But that was kind of scary. But we found her phone eventually. We eventually make it out of the woods, and we had, I'm trying to remember who picked us up. I'm pretty sure it was the girl who dropped her phone. I think her boyfriend came and picked us up. And then some of us got picked up. And then we went to my dad's house, and then we were just covered in like dirt and mud. All of our clothes were like ruined. So we started like stripping in the laundry room and put all of our clothes in the washer. And then we were like went downstairs to the bathroom and like washed our feet off and everything. It was so like hilarious looking back on it. But at the time, once you like get away, you can like laugh about it. It's just like in the moment it's scary. But also I wasn't really that scared. I was like, I'm just gonna keep running. So that is how the night went for me and the little group of people that I ended up with at the end of the night when it was time to make a run for it. However, there was a few different people that have different stories, one being my best friend Ryan. I said I wasn't gonna say the name of the person that opened the front door, but it's really crucial that I do, just because if you guys listen to my last story time of like when the cops were involved, Ryan got super, super lucky somehow and like didn't get in any trouble. And the same thing happened here. And I feel like it's a really crucial part of the story because it's just hilarious, like how she gets off the hook every single time. But she's the one that opened the door, and she's the one that had to talk to the cops for like a very extended period of time. She had to like let them in the house. The kids whose house, what was really messed up, which I haven't even mentioned yet, the kids whose house we were at, he wasn't even there when the cops came because he left for some reason. He might have went with the other girls that went to get more drinks, honestly. Like, he might have been in the car with them, or I think that is what happened. Or maybe something else. I'm actually really not sure. But he wasn't even there. So Ryan was just talking to these cops outside. I don't know if she was the one that like let them in the house, or if they had to wait for the guy to get home to be able to like come inside, or like what really happened. I don't exactly know. Ryan was just talking to them. She got breathalyzed and she definitely blew something. And then since she was so like cooperative and like told them everything, that like she didn't give any names away or anything. Like, she wasn't being a little snitch about like the people that ran, but she was just like being honest about what she had done that night and saying like she had drank, like whatever. And because like they were already caught, like the house itself was already caught. There was no like changing it, and you just saw like 15 people run out the back. Like, they knew what was going on there. So she like got breathalyzed, and they ended up like not giving her a citation or a ticket or anything because she told them that she wanted to She told him that she wanted to be a brain surgeon, or she said like a neurologist or like a neurosurgeon. She said some crazy shit, or like an anesthesiologist, maybe something crazy, like a super, you know, respected, super hard to attain profession. And she basically just like milked that and like said that she like was like, this was out of character for her and all this, like she's a smart girl, like whatever. And the cops just like let her get away with it. They were like, you know what, like it would be so unfortunate for this like stupid decision to like mess up your future, whatever. They let her off. But there was another guy, one of our friends, that tried to run right away, and he ran out the front instead. Actually, I don't know if he ran out the front or the back. He just didn't go in the same direction as us. We all ran like from the backyard directly backwards, so like they couldn't see us. But this kid for some reason was running on the side of the house, and like I said, it was an obstacle course. There was hella like stuff to trip on. There was piles of dirt, there was like piping, and he ended up tripping and falling, and the cops ran over to him, caught him, and handcuffed him. And then he was standing in handcuffs next to Ryan, sitting on the porch like talking to these cops. There was actually like a picture of it. Ryan took like a picture of him like in handcuffs, but nobody ever saved it or like screenshotted it, which is so unfortunate because it's just like, it's a funny picture to look back on. I'm really not sure what he, like if he ended up getting a ticket or anything. I'm not sure what like everybody got in trouble with. I'm not positive. But there was another kid that happened to run and went in a completely different direction than us, and he ended up going for a little swim. It was so fucking hilarious. Literally, while we were running through the woods, we were getting real-time updates from this kid of him running and jumping in ponds and like swimming across ponds to escape. Like, this neighborhood has a bunch of ponds in it, like residential ponds, like not like crazy like pond, like just like there was just water, you know, bodies of water, and this kid is like jumping in them and swimming across them and like hiding in these swamps. And it's so funny because the cop literally, like, there was cops out looking with flashlights. This is how we found this out. There was cops outside looking with flashlights because they heard somebody jump into a pond. Like, they heard this, and they told, like, I don't know who got told this. Maybe it was the kid with the house, like the kid's house who we were at, or maybe they told Ryan or something. But one of the cops like said that they heard a kid or something jump into water and like swim. Like, they could hear it, but they couldn't like locate him, so they just like let him go. But it was so funny. We were literally getting like Snapchats of him like in a pond, like we're running through the woods, he's swimming in a pond, like Snapchatting it with us, like, or Snapchatting it to us. Again, I wish I could put these pictures, I still have them saved. I wish I could put the pictures in, but like, I really don't talk to this kid anymore, and I don't know if he'd be okay with it, and I don't really feel like asking him for permission. But just trust me, they're funny. Like, imagine a kid holding his phone up, taking a picture while he's ducking in a pond, hiding from the cops. And then it was like 10 different snaps. He like progressed locations. I have no idea how he got home. I have no idea what happened to him that night, but he got away. So good for him. Good for him. That's honestly this story. I feel like it wasn't as interesting as I thought it was going to be, like, in my head. I feel like I also, it's been a few years, and I feel like I've kind of forgot maybe some like the funnier details that I'm not really remembering now. But for the most part, that's what happened that night. And you guys have been asking for another like crazy high school story time, so I thought I would deliver it. Again, I do not condone underage drinking or doing drugs or anything. Like, it's honestly really stupid, and like, it's just, I don't know, like, there's a time and place, whatever. Like, you're in high school, I feel like it's very normal, even though like it shouldn't maybe be normalized, it is. I'm not trying to condone it or like, you know, tell you guys that you should do any of that. But if you are at a party that happens to get busted by the cops, try your hardest to not let them into the house. And second of all, run out of whatever window door you can find. Like, as soon as you run, like, you're pretty much safe. Like, if you run and you make it like a little bit down the street, like, you're gonna be safe. And it's just like way better to run. And even if you like run, I've been in like situations, like when I got in trouble in July of that year, like July, I think it was my freshman year summer. I've already told that story on here, but there was a few kids that night that ended up running and getting caught, and they got like the same charges as everybody else. Like, obviously it might be like more illegal to like run away, but from my personal experience, it's better to just run away. just run away and like get away. You know what I mean? Like, don't stick around. Like, don't be like, okay, like maybe we'll get lucky. Just run, bitch, run. But again, I'm not recommending that, and I'm not telling you that you should do any of what I've said in this episode. With that being said, I think this episode is over. It was kind of a shorter episode, which I'm sorry about, but also like I could drag on the story more, but I feel like I already drag on my stories and I tell them in like such a long roundabout way oftentimes. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I love you guys so much. I want to start doing more story time episodes like this, but I really honestly don't have like a ton of like crazy or funny stories. Like, my life has been insane, but not really. Like, I don't even know what stories I could tell. Like, everybody's always like, oh, like film Get Ready With Me is on TikTok while telling like story times from like high school or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds so much fun, but like, what am I supposed to talk about? Like, I don't even have stories. I think it's also a part, like, I don't have memory for some reason. Like, I can't remember anything. It's like not good at all, but like, I have really bad memory, so like, I don't really have a good recollection or like a good recall on like events and like stories that have happened in my life, but I'll try to come up with a few more good story times to be able to tell you guys maybe this year or like at the top of next year, which is crazy. It's almost 2024. What the fuck? That's literally insane. We're coming up on like a year of me being graduated. In January, it'll be a year since I graduated, which is insane. It feels like it's been like 3 months. Every single year, it feels like the year flies faster and faster and faster. Like, when is it gonna slow down? Is it ever gonna slow down, or is it just gonna continue getting faster and faster? Because it feels insane. Like, this did not feel like a year at all. But honestly, time is just a concept, and time, you don't need to pay attention to it that much. There's doesn't need to be like a timeline or a time frame type of thing going on. Just live your fucking life, and do what you need to do, and like, don't worry too much about time, because if anything, it's just like fake. Like, I think time is fake, because some days, like, even just like some days when I wake up, the day goes so fucking slow, and then some days I wake up and the day goes so fast, and it's like, how, obviously what you fill your days with and how much you're on your phone and like how much you're working and how much you're doing things that you enjoy versus you hate, it all like has an effect on like how fast you perceive time. But it's just insane how fast this year went. I don't know what that means, but let me know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube, or DM me on the Things Could Be Worse Pod Instagram account how your year went. I mean, this isn't like my last episode of the year by any means. It's only December 4th when I'm recording this, but just let me know, like, did the year go fast for you or did it go slow? And like, let me just tell me how you're feeling towards tell me how you're feeling in regards to the year kind of wrapping up. But yeah, I love you guys. I've already mentioned the Instagram so many times. Things Could Be Worse Pod on Instagram and also on TikTok. If you guys want to give me a follow on there, you can see like clips, you can see like different stories and different like posts that I post. That's literally what, of course, that's what Instagram and TikTok are. Also on the Instagram, you can interact with these episodes a lot more. So a lot of times I'll do like advice episodes and I'll pull advice questions directly from you guys, or like girl talk, I'll pull questions directly from you guys. There's so many different things that I do like that. And I also get your input on what type of episode you guys want to see. So if you guys want to be a little bit more involved with these episodes, go give me a follow over on there. But I love you guys, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.